Now we're going to turn our attentions to road bowling on the programme, and then we're going to say hello to Michelle Smith, of course, from the Road Bowls in Ireland Facebook page, which has been a massive hit, of course, over the last couple of years. And we're going to say hello to you, Michelle, who kindly joined us on the programme.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Very well, Michelle. Of course, it's probably a good couple of months at this stage since we spoke last. Obviously, we're going to be highlighting some recent success, some really good matches on the page over the course of the last couple of weeks. But firstly, for anyone that's tuning in today and might be familiar with the Road Bowls in Ireland, that Facebook page, just give them a bit of info on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Road Bowls in Ireland, the Facebook page was founded by myself in 2009. And myself and my team, we have literally worked around the clock with one goal to try and put road bowling globally on the map. And today's numbers were sitting at 44.3 million views and people reached in the last 28 days alone. And we've reached over 60 million people in the last 2 months. So that's phenomenal for the game. Memberships are up, new interest, new countries are looking to come on board, and that's what it's about. So hopefully by the time I finish my legacy, everybody in the world will know what road bowling is, what it's about, and get them involved and to grow the game. That's the main goal.
Yeah, and of course they're playing, you know, road bowls all over the world now, because recently, of course, we all would have seen the European Championships, which took place, and it looked like that it was another massive success.
Brilliant success, yeah. I think the Friday, it was like live streaming in a hurricane. And I had one representative from Armagh, a young Philip Common, and I knew it was his only event. So I endured the wind, the rain, the hail, everything to make sure that every part of his score personally was live streamed. To see him about young Kiva Rafferty as well, great friends of mine from Madden Club. She had one event on the road and she done tremendously well. So the next thing then, I find myself walking in complete relays, following one score out, getting the end of it, coming back in, getting the rest, trying to showcase as much as possible. And then we covered the Moors as well, and that was a huge success. We were on the pitch with all the players, and I was over at the tent and I just said, can I have a bratwurst please? And the next thing, I had 12 people from FKV going, oh my god, you're Michelle, and taking selfies. And you know, we have never felt so welcomed, and we were officially asked over now to live stream in the next European Championship by FKV, who are hosting it. But we didn't realise, I suppose, the reach that we had. You know, the Italian families were watching in, the German families, the Dutch families, and I said, I am going to have to download this Babbel app and try and start to learn some of these sounds and languages, because there was, you know, can you say hello to such and such? And I was asking people, is their name, you know, Mario or whatever? And, you know, I just didn't realise how popular the page was across all the countries that are involved with bowling. And I was delighted that people knew who I was as soon as I spoke, but it was very surreal. And Eamon was the same, and even his score. The whole crowd was just completely engaged, and the crack was mighty, and you know, it was a brilliant experience. The weather was against all the players, but big upsets. You know, the Dutch girl, one of the triplets, Lindsay, she won the queen of the queen title, I suppose, for the women's gold, beating Kelly Mullen and Silk Tulk, and you know, all the Irish team. But the Irish girls done really well. All their performances secured them the group gold medal, which was brilliant. And you know, you had young Dara Dempsey there, who's in the Junior B Munster final this weekend against Dennis O'Sullivan. He was really, really impressive in Germany and got gold. And Rachel Kingston, an absolute little queen inside and out. She was sitting just looking at the line. She had no pressure, but I don't think it kicked in until she threw the bowl and people started screaming. So to be able to capture the likes of that on camera for the families at home, you know, what more could you do for the game, you know? And everybody was at the edge of their seats, you know, and even the presentation night, we had a couple of thousand views near enough straight away, and watching people being carried to podiums. And but the overall thing was Seamus Sexton for me. You know, Seamus, we spent loads of time together, the gang of us over in Germany, and we all created this bonds of friendships. And to see him lift the gold and be the European champion, as a complete underdog. His last shot was over 300 metres. And, you know, walking out the road, waiting to hear. Now, Ralph Look came very, very close to it. And he's a lovely, lovely fella, a good friend of mine from Germany. And he comes very close to beating Seamus. But it was just phenomenal. What an experience. And, you know, Seamus' daddy passed away quite recently. And for Seamus and Edmund, and Abby was there as well, and for Marie, and you know, the entire family to be able to watch and us to see him lifted up on shoulders, it was just an emotional moment, but it was a lovely one. And I suppose this is what the Road Wars in Ireland has been about, you know, to just capture these moments for the families watching at home, not only in Germany but right across the board. You know, it just hotels and everything like that has got extremely expensive on me, and diesel. And but, you know, I'll keep going. I haven't let anybody down yet, I don't think. So the next up now, we have the Newtown All-Ireland now next again. So I'm thoroughly looking forward to that.
Very, very good. You know, and I suppose for someone like me that, you know, would be watching a lot of the scores on the Facebook page, you'd come familiar with so many of the leading players, the up-and-coming players. And, you know, I suppose one player that I've been amazed with over the course of the last couple of months, and obviously, look, he carries a big reputation, he's come up through the ranks, is for my road bowler, Pat Flood, who, you know, delivered some amazing performances over the course of the last couple of weeks, and eventually crowned Munster champion.
Yeah, and Pa is such a lovely lad. Now, I torture Pa, and Pa will tell you himself, you know. And I was fully behind him for his Munster final, and I was giving him a wee bit of stick, because everybody knows at this stage that I'm from the Navan Club in Armagh. So it was 24, 25 degrees, and we were walking up the road of Pa, and I said, "Where's your hat?" He goes, "I don't have one." So I sacrificed my pink Tommy Hilfiger hat for Pa's head. And they're saying now, because I'm a furry and from the Navan Club, that I brought him the luck to get over the line. But I don't know. Pa's a force to be reckoned with. He's the most exciting youth player to come out of Cork in a long time. And next to him would be the likes of Tommy O'Sullivan and Dara Dempsey. But Pa is just on a different league. And I've never seen him so cool and calm and collected at a score yet. And I was delighted to see, you know, the group that was with him. You know, he had Gary Daly, he had Dean Fitzgerald, he had Arthur McDonough, he had the likes of Eamon, you know, top bowling people at his tip, giving the young lad advice. He went off all social media a week before his score, you know, removed himself from different apps so that he was completely in the zone on the day. And you could really see it. And Pa's only 19. You know,
and of course he was taking on, you know, a highly touted player, of course, Mare goalkeeper Ethan Rafferty.
Yeah, and Ethan Rafferty is a rocket. He's an absolute rocket of a player. And yeah, on a good day, if Ethan showed up at all, it would be a very good score. I don't think Ethan was playing at his best ability, but that's not taken away from Pa at all. You know, I knew that it was probably going to be Pa's toughest score to date. But I had a feeling, and I actually said it to one of the Northern lads, I said, "I don't think this score is going to finish, there'll be two goals in it." So, yeah, my head got scalded in the score, but I was delighted now, you know, that I was able to protect Pat Sudsby's head so he could lift his Munster title.
And, of course, he'll join the senior ranks now next year, is that right?
Yeah, and he will be partaking in the senior ranks as well for the King of the Roads. So that'll be an undertaking, you know. I think he is entitled to, I might be wrong there, but I think he will be in the playoff for the King of the Roads up and coming for September in the senior grade, which is brilliant. And he's the youngest senior out there to date. You know.
Very good. And another thing that I suppose amazed me over the course of the last couple of weeks was the big shocks, of course, with the likes of, you know, Arthur McDonough and Coppinger's first name escapes me at this present moment, both of them getting knocked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Martin Coppinger, yeah.
He was beaten by Michael Bohan. And Arthur McDonough as well Arthur kind of beat himself in that score. And he'll tell you that himself. He just wasn't there on the day, you know. But Michael Bohan, you know, he's another absolute salt of the earth player. A genuinely lovely lad. Like, Michael was introduced by his daddy when he was 9. and that was back in 1991. And he played under 12, under 14, under 16, and he won his first Charlie Championship in 2000, in the under 18, sorry, in 99. Won Carbery Novice A in 2003, won the Junior C in 2005. Right up to 2008, he was beaten in a county final by another Armagh Navan man, Darren Oliver, living in Killarney. So I won't take that away from him because he was beaten by a ferry, you know, by a Navan man. And then Bohan progressed to intermediate in 2009. He won in 2015, I think he beat Raymond Ryan, and then he went up through the ranks, then went back down. He went up to senior in 2016, but went back down again in 2019, and he came into the Munster final, or the All-Ireland final, against Patter Toll and Ballyvourney. And Patter, I nicknamed Patter Toll that day the Rocket. I've never seen expedition bowling like it. So Bohan, he advanced to senior in 2019, so throughout the pandemic then, I suppose they didn't have much scores or whatever, and for you to come through now as the complete underdog and get your Munster title is phenomenal. And Michael's daddy as well, he's no longer with us, but I know when I was on the road on Sunday in Laya how much it meant to Michael and his wife Anne and the kids and his brother John, and to know that he was introduced by his father at the tender age of 9 to come right through underage, to come right up, be up in senior, and to win your first Munster title. You know, for us to be there and to capture that was phenomenal. And he bowls the way he does next Sunday in Newtown. He will beat Thomas Michael. There's no doubt in my mind. I've never seen him so cool and calm. And he just, Michael has just this mannerism were of pure sportsmanship. Whether he wins or loses, he appreciates that he's got a title, he's won a cup, and he's there to do his best. There's no cockiness, there's no nothing. He's just a genuinely lovely lad. So I know that they have a Chromecast already got for the Munster final for the local pub from where he's living, and I know his family and all will be tuned in. But Thomas Michael is the one to beat in the day. And, you know, Thomas Michael needs no introductions when it comes to his successes in the bowling world, with senior titles, with King of the Road, you know. But, you know, Seamus Sexton beat Thomas Michael over in Germany, and, you know, he is beatable. But, yeah, I think he'd be raging favourite on the day. But it's all on the day.
Yeah, it sure is. Look, quite a story for Michael Bohan there to win that Munster senior title. Wishing him the very best luck in the All-Ireland final. Just finally, before we finish up, Michelle, that's the next big score, so is it?
Yeah, the next big score will be the senior next weekend, but I think the score of the weekend will be the Junior B score between Aaron Hughes, and I know I'm biased because he's from my club as well, Marma, but he's another one, won his Junior C very easily last year, brought up to Junior B this year, and now he's won his Ulster again. And coming out of the north, Aaron would be one of the most excitable players to watch now. The Junior B Munster final is this weekend in Cork. It's Dennis O'Sullivan versus Dara Dempsey. So either one of them players to face Aaron Hughes now, I think that's going to be the score of the weekend. And the under 16 girls as well, Lily O'Rourke. I have to give a wee shout out to her because she's been fantastic in her progression through the championship. Look, they all have. Every player deserves their right to be there. But I think the under 16 girls, if Laura Sexton, she's still in it, I think that's this weekend. And even the intermediate ladies, Shannon Maguire from the north, will either face Denise Murphy or Juliet Murphy. So you have the youth coming through to players who have been there and have the experience. So this is what it's all about now, is the youth coming through and taking on, I suppose, the big names in the sport. And, you know, it just, this is why we get so many views. Our heart's completely with it. And, you know, everybody just loves tuning in on the crack, even the veterans.
It's a bit of a comedy show at times.
Sometimes you hear slogans like, you sausage, and but you do, you're caught in the moment, and you have to think before you speak, so you never know. Like, I think, you know, someone threw a really good bowl last week and I said, give that thing a postcard because it's gone for a week.
Yeah,
it was out of my mouth and I was like, oh gosh.
That's what makes it, though. It's fantastic viewing.
Being live, yeah, the joys of being live. But it comes with its flaws and its backlash. But look, we'll rise above it. A massive thank you to my sponsors who have come on board with us, you know, and supported. It's not a cheap thing for us to do, but we're fully committed. And, you know, to Pat Sullivan, to Trident Engineering, to CNF Construction, and to JD Scaffolding, you know, thanks so much. You know, it's the likes of them getting behind me. They know the work that we put in on the page, and they know that it costs me an absolute fortune for the softwares and different things to keep up with technology, and they all watch it and they all enjoy it and they all love bowling.
Yeah, so do we, Michelle. Look, thanks a million for taking time out to join us in Drive Time Sport. Keep up the great work on the road bowls in Ireland, and we look forward to following all these exciting scores in the coming weeks. Thanks so much.
Well, I know you'll be tuning in, Barry, so we'll give you a wee shout out. And thanks as well to your radio station. You've been great supporters, even from my small numbers.
Good.
It's just at 44 million. Yeah, you're still with us.
Good stuff. Thanks for that, Michelle.
All right, Barry. Thank you.